between now and Election Day.
We are running as the underdog.
We want to take back our country.
Hear about it first.
2024, America's greatest victory.
Talk about it now.
Can't get enough news.
The Sky gets it right.
Here's Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And on the line, we've got Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Bob.
Hey, we just talked to a fine young woman, Jen Garrett, who's running for Alachua County Commissioner. And she brought up this concept, this 2050 plan, which apparently it's an international type thing. I think it's connected to the UN. But our concern is how it will be applied in Alachua County. And some of the stuff sounded a lot like the program that you're a part of, that family, Saving the Family Farms, et cetera. Have you had a chance to look at this? Have you heard about this at all?
No, not specifically the way they're doing it, Bob, but I suspect it's probably substantially different than what we do. When we do rural and family lands program, which is where we go in and buy the development rights from farmers, those farmers still own their land. They still farm their land. They have to use what we call best management practices, which we've been doing for more than 30 years now in the state of Florida, and which dictates, obviously, a lot of processes. So they use less water, less nutrients and fertilizers and things of that nature. So we're very proud of the rural and family lands. What you see in a lot of these programs, and it wouldn't surprise me in Alachua County, that they're just trying to take farmland out of production. And you know, and that's the worst thing we can do in this state. First of all, agriculture is the number two driver of the economy here in the state of Florida. 2.5 million people today are going to work here in agriculture, and we're a major economic driver. But let's be even more serious. You know, you need a farmer three times a day. Everybody has to eat.
Yep.
We are already a net importer of food into this country. And the more of this good farming land that you take out of production, the less secure we are here. You know, food security is national security.
We just got walloped by, a couple of big storms, major hurricanes. What has that done to ag in the state of Florida, if you can kind of give us an early assessment?
Yeah, sure. No, I was in Cedar Key earlier in the week. And, you know, the clam industry has been hit very hard, three major hurricanes in 13 months. We are trying to work with them to help them recover that area. We are the second leading producers of clams in the country, in the state of Florida, behind Virginia. And so it's a very big part of that local economy there, but it's a big part of the state economy. So that they've been hit very hard. We're working with them today. Obviously, cattle's been hit hard all over the state with trees down and trees on fences. And, you know, the ideal of having to make sure that your cattle are contained and cared for has become a little more difficult, but cattlemen are very resilient. They've done a very good job in recovering. We've clearly assisted in these. And then the strawberry industry here in Plant City, Florida, we visited them with Rick Scott earlier in the week, or last week. I lose track of time these days, but last week. And, you know, they had all their beds down and plastic down, and they probably lost $30 to $50 million of work in Hurricane Milton. That come across there. So they have they are recovering. It's going to cost them, most of them, twice, basically, to prep the land to get ready. So this is probably not going to be a good economic year for them. But we should have a major crop of fresh from Florida strawberries this year. And we're proud of the resilient farmers there in Plant City. Clearly, we work with them through the storms with generators and dumpsters and things of that nature, help them get back on their feet. As an industry, and that's what we're doing, Bob. We as a Department of Agriculture are reacting in real time to a farmer's needs, getting them back on their feet. We need these farmers. We don't need it just because it's the economic driver of this state. We need it because we need to eat every day. We need to have food security, and we have too many insecure people today. And I'll tell you, this land in Alachua County, if it takes more production land out of production, we're going to become more food insecure. So the very people that are pushing these policies of taking agriculture out of production are the same people that would try to rail on everybody for us being so food insecure. Who do they think's making that happen? You know, they need to look in the mirror.
Well, and what really bothers me is I think they're going to use deceptive practices to try to push this through. And, you know, the farmers don't necessarily see an issue with it. And then they're going to turn the screws on them. That's the feeling that I have, because if they're plain, if everything is in plain, transparent language, I don't think that a lot of people would accept it. So that's my concern, using deception, and people get fooled and don't get what they voted for, supported. Let me ask you this. How is the citrus crop looking this year?
Well, the citrus crop we thought had bottomed last year at about 15 million boxes of oranges. And just to put that in perspective, 25 years ago, we produced 250 million boxes. So it's down about 90% because of greening and canker and hurricanes.
Yeah.
And we believe that this year we were going to probably be back over 20 million boxes because of the work that we've been doing and the replanting. Now we believe we'll be closer, and this is preliminary, but we believe it'll be back down to about 15 million boxes again this year. I'm actually in Dundee this morning with the citrus growers here, and I'm about to get an updated report. But from the wind and the rains and the flooding, you know, we've lost a substantial amount of this year's crop again. And, you know, we can't keep saying these things infinitum. But I know this year, and as in previous years, we are spending $50, $60 million a year to help replant, make sure we get our processing plants, keep them running. And so we've got the formation of a recovery. We just need the good man upstairs to help us a little bit with these hurricanes. And I think because we're finding, you know, we've got a rootstock. By the way, University of Florida and IFAS is outstanding. Partners, and they're doing a tremendous job, you know, developing rootstocks and things of that nature that are helping us fight greening and stuff in the citrus industry. We could not do the things we do here in the state of Florida without IFAS and the University of Florida. We're very proud of Dr. Engel and his team there, and so I needed to mention them because they're a big part of all of this.
Oh, but yeah.
It will recover, and we're hoping in the coming years we'll start getting some serious recovery.
What is the role, if any, and your interaction with, as the Florida Ag Commissioner, with FEMA after these, you know, major storms roll through and all the damage? How does that work?
Well, we are completely separate of FEMA, but we do share information back and forth with the federal agencies. And what Rick Scott, Speaker Johnson was just in your area just a few weeks ago. I was with him. Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, all of them, we're talking about doing block grants to the state of Florida through my department, through the Department of Agriculture, so that we can get these dollars in the hands of farmers. We have a good relationship with them, but they are failing miserably. And it's not the people that work for USDA or FSA. They're good people. They do not have the resources, or they do not have the money or the resources or the personnel to be able to get these dollars to our farmers. And we have... we have not, since Ian, our farmers have not been taken care of because they, you know, we haven't passed the dollars or the farm bill in now 6 years. I think it's going on the seventh year. So we're hopeful that in December this year, after the election, that they will do the farm bill and update a program to where we can block grant dollars to these farmers that are in need. And by the way, Bob, and this is the saddest part, the larger farmers generally can hold out for a few years to receive their federal aid. It's the small farmers who get putting out of business because they're slow walking the aid or they're not getting it to us. And there's no excuse for that. The federal government needs to do their job, and they need to bring the resources here that these farmers are deserving of and make this happen. And they just don't. But we're about $2.5 billion and $3 billion short right now since Hurricane Ian. Of federal programs that are supposed to assist our farmers to get back on their feet, and you know they're just inept. And again, it's not the people; it's the programs.
Right. It just seems interesting that FEMA dollars and resources could go very, very quickly. They find money for illegals under this Biden-Harris administration, but can't find it for the people that are here producing food and the people that lost homes. It's kind of hard for us to, you know, kind of figure that out.
Well, it's not hard to figure out. It's just we don't like what we have figured out, right?
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. When it's important to them, have an open border, lack of security, peaceful protests burning down cities all over the place, it's very convenient for them to let those things happen. when it comes time to support hardworking Americans with the American dream. Now they're telling us, you know, we don't need the American dream anymore. We have to downsize our American dream. Well, I'm an American, and I've lived here 58 years, and I want my family to grow up with the American dream that I grew up with, not some stunted version of it that, you know, the Harris administration now is pushing out there, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's not as though they're going to downsize their lives. So.
No, of course, No. That's right.
That's okay. It's just another form of fertilizer. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, that's why we love you, my friend, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
That sounds good.
All right, take care. Thank you. Yeah, he's you might say he's a little busy, so we appreciate working us in and helping to explain some of the stuff that is going on.
Yeah.
And unacceptable. Another reason why you need to get out there. Early voting is going on right now. Got to do it. It is 8:45, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Look for the Bob Rose podcast wherever you get your podcast, and just click on subscribe, and you'll have us whenever you want us. 97.3 The Sky.